7 games into the 2010 college football season, the Minnesota Gophers were 1-6. With 5 games left, prospects for a turnaround were dim. So the school jettisoned head coach Tim Brewer and hired former Southern and Northern Illinois head man Jerry Kill. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Hope it's going well for you today. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those contributions help to sponsor this show. Jerry Kill revitalized the program, but epileptic seizures drove him to the sidelines. Kill recruited Somerset football star Galen Elmore, and the coach made a huge impact on his life. He was a man of character and stability, and Galen Elmore needed all the stability he could get, because by the age of 5, he had lived through more turmoil and chaos than the average adult goes through in his or her entire life. Galen Elmore, 6'6", 275-pounder, is back with me on the show today. So you were in and out of foster care, going from house to house as a kid, and eventually wound up living with your high school coach and his wife there in Somerset, Wisconsin. Tell us about that. What happened?
Yeah, just really, I was born into a family that just had a rough go at it. They were products of their circumstances and just really battled like addiction and some poverty and things like that throughout life, and it affected me and my siblings. So at a very early age, I was put into foster care, and unfortunately, there's a lot of people in foster care for the wrong reasons, and so I encountered a good chunk of those people. I think foster care people who were in for the money and not for the kids who are hurting, and not for the kids who just want to like find their place that they fit in or they can have a family. They were not those kind of people, so ended up being abused mentally and physically while in foster care, and spent a good chunk of, like, I was probably 5 to, I didn't get out of foster care until I was like 12 or 13, and so 7 to 8 years in foster care with people who really didn't want me there, and so that creates a lot of problems for a kid who's developing, and your development and the way you form relationships and just how you see the lens you view the world through. My innocence was stripped away from me very, very early. I was a child going through life, viewing it as adults do, and not seeing optimism or not seeing the world as a place where there are some good people, but seeing the world as a place where people either are using you or you're getting used. And that's how I ended up maneuvering life for a good chunk of part of my early teenage years and things like that. So fortunately built relationships with some people in Somerset that were really great people and just took a chance on me to help me out when I was in need, and they didn't even know me that well. So I was blessed to do that, and they really just poured into me and helped me and my dad get to where we all thought I could be one day, or they thought I could be one day. So, just fortunate enough to encounter those people and have God placed them in my life.
Mm-hmm. So being in and out of foster care as a kid, bouncing from home to home, how in the world, Galen, did you come to a place where you could trust your Heavenly Father and put your life into the hands of Jesus Christ and invite Him to be your Savior? How did that happen?
Yeah, while I was in foster care, I encountered the church, and actually, in one of the worst homes I lived in, we went to church almost every day of the week. So that was confusing to start as a really young child, and to hear all these things that the Bible talks about and really believe it, but also to see how people who said they were following that Bible, like how they acted and treated people outside of the church. So that was difficult early on, and so it really hit my view of who Christ was and who God was as a child. And then, so I believed and I thought I believed and prayed and for a long time even throughout those. And there was a lot of times where I questioned God and I was angry and mad and didn't understand, because I felt like a lot of things I went through were outside of my circumstances and not based on my decisions. I was a child and really didn't have a lot of say-so in where I was going or what I was doing or what happened to me. And that made me feel a lot of different ways. And it wasn't until I got to college and got involved with Athletes in Action where I was around people who were living different and their lives looked different and their relationship with God looked different. And that just through their persistency and constantly like pursuing me and me also being interested in what they had going on, I really just started to like my idea of who God was and how our relationships with him should look like started to rapidly change. And that's where, like in college, believe it or not, is where all of it changed for the better, and where I really started living my life with a different purpose.
Yeah, I was at the University of Minnesota. You transferred out from the Golden Gopher football program your season, senior season, and wound up at East Carolina, then to the NFL with the Cincinnati Bengals in training camp last fall, but decided that God was calling you to full-time ministry instead. I think we'll visit about that next time here, Galen. So thank you for coming back today. Galen Elmore, 6'6", 275-pounder, on the show today from Somerset, Wisconsin. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right, you too.